Hey, hey, welcome back to the Bodies Built Better podcast. I'm your host, Jackie Tan, and just a quick little favor before we dive deep into this coitus episode, I would really appreciate if you took 30 seconds of your time to rate and review this podcast. It really helps me to grow the podcast and continue to get some pretty awesome guests on the show as well. So I would be so appreciative of you if you did that for me. And I would love to share you with everyone as well. So even if you want to take a screenshot and share it on your Instagram stories and tag me, I would love to see that, and I'd certainly love to share that with others as well. So every share, review, and rating really helps the podcast grow and helps me to reach more people. So thank you so much in advance for your support. I think you're awesome, and I'm so grateful for you. All right, welcome to day 5 of the 12 days of Quotemus. I'm hoping I either put in like a cheer sound, and if there's not, just imagine there's a cheering sound. As you know, I love quotes because I think they can really help us to reframe our thoughts and make action on anything that we deem important to us. So today's quote is sent in by Amanda Warder. I hope I said that right, Amanda. Thank you for sending in this quote. It is, "All great things worth having require great sacrifice worth giving." And here is Amanda sharing why she loves it.
So this quote is actually something I read from a book called The Bronze Horseman. It's a love story set in communist Russia in the World War. And amidst all the chaos like going around them, there are two characters that are having a discussion around their mortality and their fates and duties and things like that. And one of the characters makes a point of saying that nothing in life comes easy. And, you know, all great things worth having require great sacrifice worth giving. And it's a good timely reminder that the world is a malleable place and you can make life anything you want. You just need to be willing to do the hard things and make the hard choices.
That's awesome. Thank you so much, Amanda, fellow remedial massage therapist, legend. So let's look at the quote origins. So as Amanda mentioned, it's from the book The Bronze Horseman by Paulina Simons. Is it Simons or Simmons? Let's go with Simons. The Bronze Horseman is a powerful and captivating historical novel set against the backdrop of World War II. In the beautiful city of Leningrad, which is now St. Petersburg, the book takes readers on an unforgettable journey filled with love, sacrifice, and the indomitable spirit of the human heart. It's not only a love story, but it's also a story of survival as the two main characters endure unimaginable brutality and loss. Simon skillfully captures the complexities of their relationship, highlighting the sacrifices they make for each other and the lengths they will go to keep their love alive. So this quote, I believe, resonates across so many different aspects of life. It's not just about, I guess, what we've just heard in terms of the sacrifice for love and for, you know, loyalty to our, you know, the important people in our lives or to our country in, you know, one of the characters' case. But, you know, also like it also resonates like in terms of today and, you know, whether it's about achieving success in our career, in the public eye, you know, in personal victories, in the relationships we cherish and the experiences, you know, that we want for ourselves, in our pursuit of what we define as great, whether, you know, career, personal lives, passions and any of that, you know, sacrifice is often an integral part. So today I want to explore how sacrifice plays a role in the pursuit of, you know, what we deem, what you deem is great in your life, or the, you know, striving for in your life, and how we balance, you know, that ambition with the sacrifice that, you know, it does demand of us. So I want you to think about the experiences that shape us, the relationships that we build, and the dreams that we chase. Each of these, all in their own way, will require us to give something up in return. So, you know, whether it is our time or our comfort, and sometimes even other opportunities, right? So anything valuable or significant in our lives, you know, whatever we want, whether it is personal goal, whether it's a professional goal or achievement, or, you know, creative endeavors, there's a need for an equally significant sacrifice. It's about, you know, learning the trade-offs we make in pursuit of those greater things. So let's, for a moment, let's just think about the sacrifices we've made so far in our lives. You know, we mentioned time. So what have you done in your life? Think about whether it's, you know, whether you've been study and so you've had to then give up, you know, the time spent with friends or going out for coffees or partying or whatever it is, you've sacrificed that time in order to study, in order to get the outcome that you want, which is good grades and ultimately the degree, whatever it is. Other things are like, you know, if you're training for something specific and, you know, you could take that sort of similar situation where you've been invited to parties and, you know, whether there's alcohol and whether it's late nights and, you know, that's going to impede in your training the next day and certainly have an impact on whether it's your energy or how you feel and impact your performance. And so, you know, you're sacrificing those things, and you could put it down to any type of experience where, dependent on, you know, the scale of how big or how little it is, I'm sure we can all think of things that we've sacrificed time, energy, finances, towards a greater goal. So I guess these are the kind of modern day sacrifices, you know, for greater goals that, you know, we could relate to today. So I really want to pose a question to you, and that is, what are you willing to sacrifice for your dreams? And I think, you know, based on what you've already done, I'd love to know, like, with this introspection and honesty, when you explore this, how far are you willing to go for your dream, and how uncomfortable are you willing to get? Because I think there could also be like a level of discomfort that we're all willing to go through, because it can seem maybe easier, not easy, but easier to deal with in order to achieve something. But I think, you know, in terms of what, you know, this quote really means is like, what are the real hard things that you are sacrificing in your life to achieve that greatness? And have you done this? And, you know, what are the choices that have shaped your experiences, that have shaped your relationships and your understanding of what's truly valuable, but also what's truly possible as well? And certainly I don't mean to say one sacrifice is more valuable or means more than another. That's not what I mean at all. All I am trying to explore here is, are there choices that we make because it's a little bit easier, and are they getting us on the path that is required to achieve the greatness that we so wish for ourselves? That's That's what I want to look at here. But let's shift the focus to one crucial aspect here, because I don't want to miss out on this. It would be remiss if I didn't talk about this, and that is finding balance between sacrifice and well-being, because it is a fine line that we all need to navigate in pursuit of that greatness or that great thing. Because whilst sacrifice by its very nature implies giving something up, how much is too much? And, you know, I say that, and I've been through it in terms of when I was running my business. I sacrificed my time, my energy, and my health. And that was not worthy of what I achieved, because now I'm dealing with the long-term aspect of looking after myself and my health and well-being. Like, it's something that I have to, and I know we all have to. It is a lifelong journey looking after ourselves and our health. But, you know, because of what I did sacrifice in those times, I now have to be a lot more diligent in my choices towards my health, well-being. And so, yeah, you need to be looking at different aspects of your choices in terms of your sacrifices and making sure that it doesn't impact your well-being, because, you know, if it does, then what's the point long-term? Like, if you're not healthy, if you're not, you know, able to do everything that you want to be doing in life, then that seems pointless to me. So, you know, another great quote is, you know, your greatest wealth is health. So without your health, then it doesn't matter what sacrifice that you're making. It's not going to be something that you can reap the rewards from or enjoy long-term, because you're having to, you know, manage your health. Something to think about. So let's look at what the psychological perspective is. Psychologists remind us that while goal pursuit is important, neglecting our well-being can lead to burnout, stress, and ultimately hinder our progress towards goals. Been there. From a philosophical standpoint, the ancient Greeks talked about the golden mean, the desirable middle between two extremes. In our context, this translates to finding a balance between extreme sacrifice and no sacrifice at all. It's about making choices that align with our values, yet still honor our need for well-being and happiness. So, how do we strike this balance, I hear you ask? Well, firstly, as you've probably heard me say before, and a lot heard me say, so firstly, as you've probably heard me say before, it starts with self-awareness. So understanding our limits and recognizing when we're pushing ourselves too hard and knowing when to step back and recharge. It's not about giving up on our dreams, but nurturing them in a way that also respects our health and happiness. So I encourage you to reflect on this. Think about the sacrifices that you've made or are making. Are they healthy? Are they sustainable? Because the path to greatness shouldn't compromise the very well-being that allows us to enjoy our achievements. So, as we've explored today, the path to achieving anything significant in life can be paved with sacrifices. It's a universal truth that we all encounter, but understanding this is only the first step. The next, and probably the most challenging, is learning how to navigate these sacrifices effectively. How do we make tough choices while keeping our goals and well-being and the well-being of others in check? How do we ensure that the sacrifices we make today truly contribute to the greatness we aspire to tomorrow? To help you with this, I have some tips. So these are only some strategies and insights that can help you make better decisions. They're not an exhaustive list, but they're certainly something that you can start with. And I really wanted to make sure that, you know, these tips help you not only achieve the success or the greatness that you're wanting, but it also makes the journey more enjoyable and more rewarding, and probably the most important, as sustainable as possible. So let's dive into these tips. First one, recognize and accept sacrifices. So this is about acknowledging the sacrifices that are needed, but also, like, a step back from that, recognizing that sacrifice is a natural part of achieving anything worthwhile. And when you understand and accept this earlier on, it can really help prepare you mentally for all the challenges that lay ahead. So for example, if you're like me and want to start a podcast or have a podcast, and you have this huge vision where, you know, you're getting millions of followers from all over the world and helping change the way people perceive things and reframe things in their life, and are just going after their dreams and pursuing everything that, you know, makes them happy and just loving life. If you're anything like me and want to have that much impact on the world, then the sacrifice I understand that I've got to make is that it is going to take a lot of my time, and not only time in my days, to produce the content that I need to produce to resonate with people from all over the world. But it's also going to take time in the sense that it's not going to happen overnight. It's not going to happen in a year, and it hasn't happened in 3 years. It needs to, you need to keep going, because the time it takes, it could be 5, it could be 10 years. And so recognizing and understanding that sacrifice to my days and my energy prepares me mentally and emotionally for the journey that I'm going to be on to achieve this goal. So that recognition of what it's going to take is huge, as it does set myself up for the realities of what it's going to take to achieve the success that I want to be achieving. So that's the first one. And then it's about identifying what you are willing to sacrifice. So being able to reflect on your life and the way you currently live and the way you currently spend your money, where the way you spend your time, the lifestyle choices that you make, like, this all impacts, you know, the thing that you want to be doing. So I need to be making sure that I feel good every single day, or as many days as possible, because, you know, we all want to feel good. But in order to get the, you know, produce the best content, I need to be feeling my best, performing at my best. So that means, you know, what are my health, my lifestyle choices? What am I eating? How much water am I getting? How much exercise am I doing? How much sun am I getting? So it's about identifying, you know, your lifestyle choices, you know, your financial choices and resources and leisure time, like, all of the things in your life. What are you doing? And what's the sacrifice necessary in order to achieve that goal? And then from that, the next one is setting boundaries, because without boundaries, whatever you're willing to sacrifice, you know, if you've told yourself, well, I want to be in bed at, you know, 9 o'clock every night, but you're over at your best mate's having dinner and a couple of drinks, and that means you're home at 9 and then in bed by 10. And, you know, these sorts of things are, again, important to recognize, because we need to set boundaries in order to fulfill the choices that we make in order to achieve the goal that we set out to achieve. So really setting boundaries that protect your time, that help, you know, protect your health and well-being, that protect your relationships, that are in line with your core values, really help you to maintain health and well-being, that balance that we talked about, and, you know, help you on your journey to achieving your goal. And the next one is prioritization. Now, when you don't prioritize the tasks that you need to do, then obviously they don't get done, or if they get done, but at crazy times, because, you know, it wasn't the first thing that you decided to do, but maybe the last thing, you know, that then influences or impacts the next thing that you're doing. It all matters towards the end goal. And, you know, prioritization really hones in your focus. It hones in that energy on the actions that are directly aligned with your goals, and understanding which sacrifices are truly necessary. So making sure that you prioritize wisely is really important. So you could be, you know, whether it is writing down your daily actions, you know, the night before, so that the next day you wake up and you know exactly what needs to be done straight away. The next is developing a support system. This is so crucial. I mean, having a support network of people, I mean, number one, community in general is so important to help us with connection and, you know, our well-being. Like in general, we're humans, we're meant to connect with other humans. And I think there's been research where it shows that we are healthy and live longer, happier lives when we are connecting with people. So your support system is so important because, you know, your friends, your family, your mentors can all provide that emotional support and even advice when, you know, when you're faced with tough decisions, whether it is about sacrifices or whether it is you just need a pep talk that will prompt you or encourage you to keep going, whatever it is. So yes, finding a support system is crucial. And I think if you don't have one, if you seek one and make that a part of your life, I think you would be really surprised at how much more productive you turn out to be, because it's like having a, you know, cheerleaders back you, and it can be a game changer. So, you know, if you don't have one, find that support system. And if you do, make sure you're reaching out to them. I mean, that's what they're there for. You know, tell them what you're doing and tell them your goals and, you know, tell them what you need from them. And because that makes it easier and clear, right? This is what I need. I really hope you can help me. Having people who can give you what you need and support you when you need it is really important. Regular reflection. Oh, it's a good one. So when you are reflecting on everything that you are doing, everything that you've achieved, or maybe the mistakes that you've made, you're able to either reassess your goals, reassess the path that you're on, or you're able to take that information and make sure you don't make the same mistakes. Like, it's just huge in terms of how it can change the path that you're on to make it more, whether it's worthwhile, more enjoyable, more aligned to what you're wanting. So regular reflection is super important and can really, yeah, change the outcome at the end of the day. Next one, manage expectations. So it's really important, I believe, to be realistic about the outcomes and the time and the effort required to achieve them. And I think when you manage your expectations in a way that, you know, in my case, podcasts, I want to reach millions. I want to have huge impact on the world and on people's lives. That's not going to take a year or two or three. That is long term. I'm looking at potentially 10 years. And, you know, now that I have that expectation, I don't want to wait 10 years. Obviously, I'm going to do everything I can to shorten that time span, but I already know that that's what it could take. And then, of course, you know, bringing back that regular reflection, I'm reflecting on all the things that I've done, what's worked, what hasn't worked, and how that's going to shape the path in front of me. So managing those expectations, you know, gets your head in the right space. And again, it sets you up for success because you're aware of what it takes. So celebrate your milestones. Oh my goodness, I'm not one to celebrate myself or what I've achieved, but I'm trying to change that because we all deserve to be celebrated, especially when we've worked so hard on something and it's like, great, next. It's just so not fair on ourselves, because what's the point of having, you know, goals and aspirations if we can't even celebrate ourselves and having achieved them? So celebrate your milestones, little, medium, large. They're all worthy of your celebration. So make sure that you do that. And lastly, I think is really important is adaptability. I think that comes with, you know, really big goals, really big aspirations, like being open to adjusting your path as you progress. Because, I mean, sometimes the most meaningful sacrifices lead to unexpected opportunities, but you won't see that if you're not adaptable. And, you know, if you're strong-headed and all you want to do is go down this one path, but it doesn't seem to be serving you, whether it is because it's affecting your health and affecting the way you show up and affecting your work, like, but you think this is the only way to do it, then there could be problems along the way. Like, as I said, you want to make sure that whatever it is that you're doing aligns with your goals, your health, your well-being, and is enjoyable along the way. And, you know, like, I'm not saying you're going to be loving life every single day. I mean, that would be awesome. And I certainly encourage you to be like that and to have a mindset that sets you up for that. But, you know, you're going to have challenging days and they're not going to be enjoyable. But the point is, when we're adaptable, we're able to see and move in a way that does realign ourselves, that sets ourselves up for better health, better well-being, better alignment, and maybe even, you know, the path to greatness quicker. Who knows? You won't know if you're not adaptable. To be blunt. Now, that's a lot. I hope you're writing this down. And if you're in the car, maybe replay it. But I want to leave you with this question to ponder. You ready for it? What does greatness mean to you? And what sacrifices are you willing to make for it? Remember, the journey towards greatness is as unique as each one of us, and it's the balance we strike that defines our path. Now, whether it is greatness, whether it is a huge goal, whether it is a relationship with someone, whether it is a career goal, whatever it is, define it. And then understand the sacrifices needed in order to achieve it. And the other thing that I want you to ponder for a moment, this just popped into my head. If it's something that really means so much to you, like you get a visceral response in your body when you think about this thing that you want for yourself and, you know, whether it is your community or your loved ones, like when it's that great, are they really sacrifices? In order to get the thing, to experience the feelings, to achieve the goal or the vision that really lights you up, is it a sacrifice or is it just the choice you make in order to live the life that you want? I'll ponder that too. I want to thank Mandy. Thank you so much for sending in that quote. I really loved exploring it. And it, again, like that's what I love about quotes. Whilst the quote was taken from a book that is about this extraordinary love story, the way we can apply quotes in our lives can really be vast and varied. And I really love diving deep into the ways that we can apply a quote or an action or an exercise to our lives to, you know, achieve the thing that we want, whether it is a vision, a goal, whether it is better relationships, whether it is better health, whatever it is. I just think, you know, exploring these different ways of doing things and, you know, different possibilities is just, it's so much fun and I love it. So Mandy, thank you so much for that one. Thank you for tuning in today. If you've enjoyed our time together, remember, I would love for you to take a moment to rate this podcast and leave a review. It would really mean the world to me. Thank you. Until next time, keep striving and keep pursuing your dreams whilst taking good care of yourself along the way. I think you're awesome. I so appreciate you. Thank you again for being here, and I'll catch you next time.